Well, America's employers keep hiring briskly in October, adding a substantial 261,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% from a five-decade low of 3.5%. Joining us now with more on the meaning behind the numbers is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. And Jill, good morning. What do these numbers tell us about the economy?
Well, as you said, this was a solid report. It came in a bit stronger than the expectations. We were thinking maybe 200,000. We got 261,000. I wouldn't focus too much on that unemployment rate being up. It's really remained in a pretty tight range of 3.5 to 3.7% since the springtime. But I think the most important part of this report, according to at least the Federal Reserve, would be the wage component. Now, if we look at annual wages, they were up by 4.7% in October from a year ago. And that's actually a deceleration. In fact, it's the first time we've seen annual wage growth come under 5% since December of last year. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, wait, Jill, that's the wrong direction for me as a worker. And I know you're right. But from the Fed's perspective, wage growth decelerating is an important part of trying to solve the high inflation conundrum. And so the Fed is going to be happy about this. And I think that that wage component specifically may be part of the reason why stocks have opened higher in the early going this morning.
So if the economy is relatively strong, why do we hear so much about economic anxiety? Is it all about inflation?
Well, I think it's about inflation. I think that many people have a somewhat distorted view of, who is responsible for inflation and the whys behind it. But, you know, it's very difficult for many Americans to say, well, you know, gosh, I understand inflation was this weird outgrowth of the pandemic. And I understand that all that anyone cares about is how does this impact my bottom line? And for a lot of people, the idea of higher prices, even if they could afford them, is really distasteful and it's hard to swallow. So I think that's why the focus has come on that inflation number, even with the job market being as strong as it has been over the last year and a half.
You said the Fed might like at least a part of the numbers out today. How does this complicate their job? What are the chances of recession? Will the Fed go too far? What's going on there?
Well, hold on. Let me get my crystal ball out. I'm going to blow off the dust. Okay, it's off. So look, we don't know, because what we do know is prices remain high. And this week, Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve, told us very specifically, they're not done yet. They've got a ways to go, is exactly what he said. So that means we're likely to get another increase in December. Maybe it won't be 75 basis points. Maybe it won't be 0.75 percentage point. Maybe it'll be a 0.5 percentage point. But I think that what Jerome Powell said that was important this week was, don't focus so much on the fact that we're raising rates. Focus on where we think we're going to end. And that is actually something that is incredibly important, because just a couple of months ago, the Fed thought that they would finish the rate hike cycle at 4.6% in the Fed funds rate. Now it looks more like 5%. And that's going to be something that we're stuck with for a while. Remember, those higher interest rates for short-term lending, it really will impact anyone with a credit card balance, someone who's got an adjustable rate home loan. It will not actually impact the mortgage rates directly, but if all rates stay higher for longer, that means there's going to be pressure on consumers. And I think we should prepare for that.
All right. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, thanks so much for joining us today.
Take care.